Hey friends, welcome back to Faith Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. And today I have a special treat. So what I wanted to do is give you a sneak peek into the Faith Impact Mini Summit. And so what I'll do is just essentially, it was me speaking and helping people understand what's the point of this summit and everything like that. And so giving that to you, you know, there's a lot of questions I answered around, you know, different things on, you know, how often are we running these summits and what's the whole point of doing this summit every single month or, you know, whatever and things like that. I guess I already spilled the beans while we're doing it every month, but... but yeah, anyways, appreciate you. So I'll roll that now. And the rest of the week is the actual summit. So I hope that you'll come join us because it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some great speakers and it's just the start of something amazing. So hope you enjoy it and have a lot of fun. And I'll talk to you later. Okay, there we go. Hey, well, welcome to the first ever Faith to Impact Mini Summit. Woohoo! And you can tell I'm excited here because of all of the exclamation points that I have on this little prompt here. You know, it's like, man, it's super exciting. I actually could have put like 100 more, but I figured that might be a little bit overkill. But this is really exciting. I'm so grateful that you're here. And I'm excited to dive into today about like, why are we doing this summit? What is it all about? And answer all your questions around that and stuff like that. But it means a lot that you're here. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to share this content with you to be able to, you know, help you understand why we're doing this and really see kind of the future of where this is going and why it's such an exciting time. I actually had a pretty tough week last week, and so I may dive into that a little bit today, but it's really just exciting, and I know that this is like the right next step, and so I'm excited to be able to share this with you. And so one of the first things I wanted to answer here is just like, who am I? I want to explain who I am for those that are new here, and what's something that people don't know about me. So for me, my name is Dustin Hill, and I am the dad of 5 kids. So we've got, you know, a girl and then 4 boys. Miley is almost 9, and then all the way down to Cameron, who is, I think, what is he, almost like 9 months now? So pretty crazy how quick they grow up. It's just like, man, they just like grow like weeds. That's what a lot of people say. and so I'm really grateful for them, and they're a huge motivation for anything that I do, which, you know, will tie into why, you know, how that goes in here as well. And so I actually did want to, you know, for those that haven't seen them, just to share, you know, a picture of them really quick so you can see them right there. And so you can see them right here. And they are just the best, and I love them a lot, and so grateful for each of them. For Amy, amazing wife, and for those cute kids, they're just so much fun. And this was last year. In, I guess it was December. Yeah. So December. So not too old, but yeah, I love them. They're a huge motivation for what I do. And so something that a lot of people don't know about me, is they don't know that I play the drums. And so I play the drums, and I have this, little mouse pad that Amy made for me. And that's Miley. So crazy again, how fast kids grow up. So that was when, you know, we were in college, but, that was me in the band. And band to me is like, I'm a band kid. All right. So, and I played the drums, and you can see there, I was playing the bass drum in the marching band. And then I did percussion, did drum set and things like that earlier, especially in high school. And so it was really like, I feel like band is a huge part of my life because it was, I won't dive into the whole story right now, but it's a time when I did marching band as a senior in high school, it really helped me get out of depression, and it helped me find some new friends and helped me get on that path, which ended up leading me to my wife. Like Amy and I met in band at band camp, actually. So you've heard about band camp stories. Well, hey, that was it. That's the success story. That's where we met. And so that's something, you know, unique about me that a lot of people don't know about is that I do play drums. And so one of the things I'll have to do as well, like as the, you know, pre-video was going on here with the countdown, I was actually doing some beatboxing. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll have to do that sometime. So not a pro for sure, but I do like that. And so then a little bit more about me too is I am a software engineering director for mobile apps at a startup called Move Medical, and they're out of San Diego. And you're kind of like, wait, what? That's your thing? But yeah, so so it's been really fun, and I love, you know, working for that company. We really help basically get inventory to surgeries, which is really cool, to make sure that everyone is getting the inventory that they need, you know, if you're getting a surgery or something like that, and especially in like a trauma case and things, we help with that, all the logistics on there. And so I'm also, as you know, the host of Faith to Impact, the podcast, and the, you know, the founder of Faith to Impact Plus, which is our membership, and then also these mini summits, the host of these mini summits. And so I'll be diving into, you know, what this mini summit is all about and things like that. But that's the gist of me, of who I am. And so one of the things you may be wondering is like, wait, but this isn't your full-time thing? Like, I thought that this was your full-time thing, is doing Faith to Impact, you know? And sometimes, you know, when you see people doing a podcast or people online, like sometimes I think you assume that that's like their full-time job, but you know, it's not right now for me, but it's working towards that. And so excited to be able to do that at some point. But it's really more of, you know, something that I've created that I really just feel like this world needs, and something that I want to do. And so I guess one of the points I just want to make is that hopefully that just shows you how much I care, that this is, again, I have a full-time job, and then this is something that, you know, spend a couple hours a day typically, you know, working on this and growing it and doing everything that I can to continue to provide a lot of value. And so it's something that is, you know, really valuable and important. And so, you know, why did I start Faith to Impact? And one of the things I wanted to talk about here, and before we dive into, because today the topic is, you know, the three core pillars that you need for happiness and fulfillment. But again, I just know people probably have questions about some of these different things, about like why, some of the backstory around this. And so what's interesting is, I don't know if you saw in the news recently, but you saw that Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. So Bill Gates, obviously the founder of Microsoft and super successful, very, very rich, one of the richest, you know, persons in the world. Jeff Bezos, obviously with Amazon, and very similar thing, just billions of dollars to his name and everything like that. But what's interesting is, I don't know if you saw in the news recently, but both of them got divorced. And now, this isn't to say that divorce is bad and that's the wrong thing for everybody, because there's certainly times when that makes sense. But it just made me think, though, when I look at this and I say, okay, these are two people that we, you know, everyone thinks that they're the most successful in the world. And yet somehow their family collapsed. Somehow that they fell apart. And, you know, and when I look at that, I'm like, that's just so sad. It's so sad to work so hard, be so successful, but then to, you know, to lose that, to lose your marriage and have, you know, some of those, you know, complications and things like that. And I just, it's one of those things that I'm like, this shows again the importance of some of the things that we'll be talking about today. And so as far as, you know, what, let's just dive into, you know, some of these core pillars and what they are and what we can do to find more happiness now and in the future, and really dive into why these are important. And so, the, you know, if you've been here before, you've heard of the three core pillars that I've talked about with Faith to Impact. But, you know, I want to make sure with everyone that's new here to be able to explain that. And so what it's all about is, we have three core pillars. And number one, it's faith, family, and impact. And so we'll dive into, you know, why each of these are important. And one of the things I just want to talk to you about for a second is that one of the things I love to do is to go outside on walks. I don't know if anyone else here is a walker. I honestly didn't really like walking. I always was kind of like, why would you just go out and like walk? I feel like we just need to like go exercise or go run and like actually break a sweat. But like going on a walk, it just didn't seem that appealing to me. But I remember a few years ago, I had some friends that were doing that up in Pullman, Washington. That's where I was working at the time. They would go on walks. And so I started joining them sometimes, and it was fun to just be able to chat and do that. And then, you know, as I learned more about, you know, getting better myself and about really listening into my spirit, my body, like I noticed that going on a walk was really powerful, and doing it alone too. And obviously both are great, but I remember just starting to go on these walks and really have, you know, a time to be able to talk to God, to be able to focus on my faith and really focus on me as well as like, what things am I working on and where am I going? And it was really powerful. And so I, you know, recently, like, again, I do this very often now, pretty much every day, like once or twice. And one of the things I love to do when I go on a walk is, you know, enjoy nature, enjoy the scenery, enjoy the breath of fresh air out there. But to really take a minute to think, and that's one of the things that I do, is I think about this, this one thought pretty much every day. And it's to really think about, okay, what's important in my life? And I look at this and I say, if I really think about it, I want to be able to return to God, to bring my family with me, and to bring as many people as want to come. And that's something that, like, I just, when I look at everything else in life, I just feel like what else is more important, you know? And so especially recently, I've been really thinking about this thought of, let's imagine that all of us, like, that you're old, right? And I'm old. We're all like getting to the edge of the end of our life. We know that we're going to be, you know, leaving this life soon. And we're, you know, you're sitting there in your, you know, family room next to the fireplace. There's some couches there and you have your entire family around you. Your entire family's there. Everyone is gathered around you because, again, they know that you're getting old. They want to hear your kind of last words of advice. And you're sitting there and you're talking and they're like, well, how did you do it? What did you do to be happy and to be fulfilled throughout your life and to be successful? And the thing that you tell them, there's really three things that were important to you, that your faith was so important. It was so important for you to be fit, you know, true to your faith, because you found, you know, your faith earlier in life and you knew that it was super important. And yes, there were distractions, there were things that came up, but it was something you really felt like was super important. And so you did everything that you could to be true to your faith. And your faith was really that anchor that like helped you with everything else in life. It helped you to focus on your family. And that's what you tell them next. You guys, the second thing that was really important to me was my family. All of you here, they're gathered around me. This is why. Like, there's so many other relationships that I had in business or at school. And yes, some of those lasted, but for the most part, they didn't. But the relationships that did last were the ones right here. You know, the ones with your kids, your grandkids, your great grandkids. Again, we're just envisioning kind of being at the end of our life. And so we're there. And you're telling your family, hey, this is really, my family is the most important. Like, if I lost out on my family, then that would be, I wouldn't be as fully fulfilled. I wouldn't be fully happy, right? And then finally, you talk about how you really wanted to make an impact in the world and that's something you did. You focused on what you really felt like you should do and you stuck with that because you knew that you'd make the impact that you needed to make. And you reminded them that impact doesn't have to be outside your family. It can just be within your own family too. And so as, you know, again, envisioning this whole, you know, looking at the end of your life and you're there with your family and telling them, hey, this is what's really important, that all of them walk away in this sense of, wow, that was really powerful. It was really powerful that you were able to share those three things that are most important. And so, you know, I hope that kind of, you know, sets the stage for you and helps you kind of understand why this is all important and the three different core pillars. So again, what we talk about here on Faith to Impact is faith, family, and impact. Okay. And so, you know, it's really all about how do we tap into our faith? One of the things that, you know, I get asked is, well, is this just for Christians? And it's not. It's really not just for Christians. Now, I am Christian, and so that's something that I will definitely be talking about, but it's really more about faith. It's more about having that faith and being true to your faith. Because I really, what's interesting, even within Christianity, there's so many different churches and so many different varying beliefs and different things, but if you look at the core of it, it's like being true to God. Being true to God, and that's the thing that we can do to truly, you know, be happy now and in the future. And I know that that's just how it works. We put God first and everything else works out. And that's what's so amazing about it and so fun is that you don't have to chase all of the different things that are going on. You can simply focus on trusting in Him and knowing that He's going to guide you. And He will guide you to other people and other programs and other things that he knows that you need. But that's the amazing thing. It's like we can really focus on Him and then everything else seems to work out. And one of the, again, the first things that he tells us about is about our family, that our family is super important. And that's something that we need to do. And then finally with impact, that He does want us to be a light to the world, you know, and if you, you know, for me, obviously reading the Bible, talking about, you know, the light on the hill, that He wants us to be a light on a hill. And then that's a way that we can be an impact. We can help others to come on Him, which I think is really cool. And so one of the things that you may be wondering, and if you have questions, comments, let me know. Happy to kind of answer some of those things, is that, you know, how do other categories fit into this? You know, if you think about like, well, what about health, Dustin? Isn't health important? And yeah, it totally is. But like, I like to think of it as that, you know, the core pillars are faith, family, and impact. And some of these other categories, what you're going to do is figure out how do you fit them into some of these other places when you need them. Because for me right now, one of the things is I am focused on my health. This is something that I want to be healthier. And so that's something that is part of my, but for me, if I look at those three categories, it right now it's really under faith. I feel like that I haven't been true to my faith because I really feel like God wants me to take care of my body. And so it's something that I am kind of thinking that's part of my faith goal, right? Part of my goal as far as being, you know, more true to my faith is to actually have a better, you know, relationship with food and to be healthier because it's something that I really feel like is important there. And so that's something that I think is really, you know, important. But then too, you think about what about finance? Like, where does finance fit on into all of this? Well, you know, finance, it could fit into each category. Maybe you just feel like, you know, God wants you to be smarter with your money, or maybe it's part of impact. Like, are you an entrepreneur, or do you want to make a bigger impact at your work? Like, that's something that you can set in there. And so, you know, the reason that we talk about these three different things is because this is how we can really be fulfilled and and happy now and in the future. And this is, you know, again, you talk about like another category, like mindset, like where does that fit in? You know, similar type of thing is, where do you feel like that needs to go? Is your impact lacking because of your mindset? Then maybe it goes into that category. And so you may be wondering, like, well, why are you talking about these categories and putting them in different categories? Well, really it's, and that goes on to like, what is the goal of this mini summit? Yeah. And so the goal of this mini summit is really to help you find one thing in your faith, your family, or impact, or all three that you can work on right now. Like, that is the goal for this, is so that you can listen throughout this week and you can say, okay, what is the thing that really matters to me right now? Like, what is that thing in my faith or my family or my impact or in all three that I really need to focus on and that I can do right now? And so that's why I bring up kind of these different categories and doing that, is that I really, what I want this to be is that you find out during this week, what is one thing that you can start doing right now? Because what's interesting about all of this is that, you know, this is, I call it a mini summit, right? It's a mini summit, a mini event. It's not a massive thing. You're not flying out to go to some big conference and spending four full days there, like all day, every day. It's 5 days in a row of, you know, 30 minutes to an hour or something like that, where you can really focus on what matters. And so really the goal for me on doing this is really helping you to see, how do we do this every single month, right? How can I show up every single month to reset that fire, to reset and say, okay, what's important right now with faith or family or impact or all three? You know, ideally we're setting goals in each of these and really focusing in on those and being able to figure out, hey, well, what can I do? And so that's the point of having this mini summit, is that you can come here and be able to see, what is that thing that I need to do right now that I can start working on right away, rather than saying, okay, once a year, you know, imagine, let's say we just put this on once a year. We have this massive event and we make it huge, right? Where it's just you're focused for three full days and doing it. Now there's value in doing stuff like that. I definitely think that's great. But I've noticed that sometimes I go to these massive events and then I get home and it's kind of like, it's hard because you were away and then you came back. Now you're back and you're kind of like, okay, I don't feel like I have everything that I need in this way to actually make progress, right? Maybe there's a few things you start changing, but then you kind of, sometimes it's easy to fall back into what you used to do. And so that's why we're doing this mini summit on a more regular basis. And one of the things that I did want to answer too is, well, how often are we doing these mini summits? And so this is every single month. So every single month we'll be doing these mini summits where you can come together and, you know, everybody come together and really understand and look at that from the lens of faith, family, and impact. What are those things that I'm looking at right now? Where do I feel like I need the most work, and what can I do? And the reason I just focus on one thing is the fact that it's so much easier to focus on one thing and do that really well, make that better, and then to focus on something else. And so that's why I say, if it's easiest for you to just pick one in faith or family or impact, then do that. Or if you want to pick one in each category, that works too. But imagine this is like, we're doing these mini, you know, training sessions, these mini, I guess, what do you call it? Like a mini workout in a sense, every single month, so that we can continue to make a difference. And so not getting super overwhelmed, but just figuring out, what is that one thing that you can do right now? And so that's a lot of like the goal of this. And really that's aligned with the goal of just faith to impact in general. That faith to impact, my goal is to help you to strengthen your faith, number one. Number two, to be close to your family. And number three, to really make the impact that you feel called to make. And so let me just take a second, I guess, and talk about like why this is important, you know, and maybe I should have led with that. I guess I did in a sense with, you know, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. But the reason this is so important is, you know, there's a lot of people online and just in the world that they're chasing dollars, they're chasing money, and that's all that they really care about. So you see it in their ads, you see it in different, you know, communities and things like that, where it's like all people really care about is just making money. Oh man, I just need to make money. And once I'm a millionaire, then everything's going to work out, right? And like, then I can focus on the other things. Then I can do that. Well, the problem is there's a lot of times, and I've seen this firsthand with some people that I know, that they focus so much on the money that they end up forgetting about the people. They forget about the people they're impacting, and they forget about their family, and they end up getting to where they want to go, kind of like Bill Gates, kind of like Jeff Bezos, but then they lose some of the most important things that they had, right? Like, isn't that so sad to lose, you know, the most important thing? And that's where, for me, when I look at the end of my life and I can judge, how did I do? I really feel like that faith, family, and impact are there. That those are the things that really matter and make a huge difference. That if I don't, you know, have those in my life and I wasn't focusing on those, then it doesn't matter. Like, I just, if I look at the end of my life, I'm like, okay, I made $1 million and I have $1 million in the bank account and I feel amazing, but I wasn't true to God. I wasn't true to my faith. I was not close to my family and I didn't really make an impact. I just sold random stuff to people that people didn't really need. And that's it. You know, it's kind of like, that's a bummer. Like, I would just not be happy with that. I wouldn't be satisfied with that. And so that's why, to me, it's all about focusing on this and really making sure that we do that. And what's exciting and interesting is that this is something that is, for me, is a step of faith, right? Like, doing this summit and doing faith to impact in general is actually a step of faith for me. Because what's interesting is, you know, some of you know that before this, I was really focused on helping pelvic floor physical therapists and, you know, therapists with their business. And so I put on earlier this year, the Pelvic Impact Summit. So we put on this summit. My goal was to help 1,000 of these people. And we ended up having 1,000 people register, which is amazing. And that's something that is so cool. But what's really interesting to me is that, you know, with part of that, what I was focusing on is helping people with events, whether that's doing a challenge or doing a summit or doing a live event. And that was really the path that I was going down. And I had, you know, a coaching program set up, had a student there and had some other people interested in things like that. But I just felt this need to start Faith to Impact. I really felt this need to focus more on faith and on family and on making an impact than just like on the event stuff. And what's interesting to me is when I logically look at this in my brain and I say, okay, what makes the most sense? I know that people love events. I know that people need help with events, that they need help running that. But I just don't feel like that's like the thing that I'm supposed to do. And I really felt called and pushed in this way to really focus on faith more. And so it's just been like an interesting thing for me, because it's like, I feel like I have to exercise my own faith, you know? And I mentioned that last week was kind of rough. And it was pretty rough. I had some dark moments there where, you know, we didn't have as many people register for this mini summit as I was expecting. And I don't even know what I was expecting, but just like, it wasn't as much as I thought and things like that. And so all these things were racing through my head. And I noticed as I went through the week, and you know, I was talking to Amy about it, I talked to some friends about it, and it was something that I looked at it and I felt like, you know what, this week I've been focusing on fear. I've been having doubt. I haven't been having that faith that I need. And so when I really looked at it and really tried to pray about it and just get calm about it, is I just felt like, yes, you're doing the right thing. You got to continue, but you have to have faith, right? You have to have that faith that things will work out. You have to have that faith and can continue to push forward, because I felt, you know, from God, some very direct things about, yes, doing this membership and doing this, you know, these mini summits and continuing to share about this. And so it's one of those things that, yes, it's small now, but I know that it's going to continue to grow, and I'm excited to continue to push forward and to do that. And I will say that one of the great things about having faith and about going through and doing difficult things is that it helps you be stronger. this last week was difficult for me again, but I really felt like it helped me get closer to God and to get closer to Amy as well, that we're more aligned, you know, in the business, doing it together and figuring out how we're working together and doing those things. And it's just amazing. Like, I just love it so much. And I'm so, you know, very grateful for that. And I know that, you know, we'll get stronger through hard things. And so I'm really excited to do that. And one of the last things I did want to talk about too, which I'd mentioned, you know, having like a membership, right? And so that's what, you know, if you are signed up for this and getting emails and everything, then you've heard about Faith to Impact Plus. And so Faith to Impact Plus is essentially an awesome community and a membership essentially for you to be able to get the most out of this. Now, if you really agree that yes, faith is super important to me, family is important, impact, like those are the things that I want to focus on, then that's what Faith to Impact Plus is all about. Now, obviously these summits are free and you get access for 24 hours for each of the sessions. And so great, if that's the best thing for you, then do that. Like listen, show up, do this and get the most value out of it. But if you want to be able to go back and watch these recordings, like when it's the convenient for you or in the future, hey, I need to go back and see what was said there, then that's what Faith to Impact's all about. You get the video, audio, and you know, the transcripts for this so that you can really have convenience as, you know, listening on the go and doing all that type of stuff. And then really in the future, what we'll also be doing is having a private Q&A, like a backstage pass so that you can have private Q&A with the different speakers and things like that, which is super cool. And then also just having community. So having this, you know, paid community of people that we're all aligned, we're all here trying to help each other in our faith, our family and impact. And so that's really what Faith to Impact Plus is. And this week I'm doing a founding member launch. And so what's cool about that is the fact that, you know, like I mentioned, it's still small. It's small. And so it's something that you can help, you know, guide how this goes and help give feedback on what's important to you and what's helping you. Because part of it is exclusive content like the backstage, you know, Q&A and things like that. I also have, you know, this training that I just did about how to find your purpose. How do you find your life purpose? And so that's in there and things like that. And so, you know, that's what this is all about. And that I'm doing a founding member launch, which again, there's, you know, two real benefits for that. Number one is that you can help shape the, you know, the direction of the membership and be able to help give feedback on where that's going. And then second of all, you get to lock in an amazing rate. And so right now it's just $17 a month. And I think it, you know, may go up to like 97 at some point. I'm not sure, maybe 47 will be kind of the, where we go, but right now it's only 17. So if that's something you're interested, we'd love to have you there. And if it's just something, again, that you really care about your faith, your family and your impact, then it's a way to be able to do that and to show up every single month, to be able to invest in yourself and to be able to do that. So, you know, again, just want to make sure you knew about that because you'll see that in some of the emails and different things. So I want to make sure you knew, what does that even mean? What is Faith to Impact Plus? And again, would love to have you there because I think it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be amazing to be able to see where that goes, where we feel led to go. And so thank you so much for being a part of this mini summit. It means a lot to me. I feel like that God has sent you here for a reason. And part of that reason is for me, so that I can, you know that this is the right thing. But also I really hope that you are inspired throughout this entire week, that you're able to see this and know that all of the hard work and sweat and blood and tears, lots of tears last week for me, will really impact you. And because I really just care about it, you know, and I look at this and say, should I focus on making $1 million and bringing in a ton of money? Or should I focus on, you know, faith and family and impact? Because I really believe that this allows you to actually get where you want to go as well. If you really focus on making a difference in other people's lives and staying true to you and true to God, that I really just feel like that everything else in life works out. And so that's why we're doing this and why we're focusing on it. And again, finances are important. You know, yes, they are. They fit into one of these categories, but those are like the core pillars that we can focus on to really be the happiest now and in the future. And that's the beautiful thing about all of this. And again, with making $1 million, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's not a bad thing. I just really feel like if you do it in the right order, that it works out a lot better. If you really have faith in God first, and then you work towards that, especially by impacting the lives of so many people, then that's what you're going to do, right? And I don't know what I think about being a millionaire. I guess I might as well, you know, one day be it if, you know, but at the same time, again, I really am focused on faith and family and making an impact. And so I hope that that's something that you see, you know, those are the three core pillars. If I really just focus on those things, then I'm going to be happy. You know, I'm going to be happier at home, going to be happier with myself, like in my faith and how I feel, and be happier in the world knowing that you're truly being a light and you're making a difference. And so thank you so much for being here. It's amazing to have you once again. And so, you know, what to expect for the next few days. So each day, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, is when these will be going live. So we'll be going live, we'll have the speakers on. And if you're live, you'll be able to ask questions, be able to really interact and stuff like that. That's the goal for the entire week. And then there is a workbook as well. So if you don't have any of this, just make sure you go sign up at faithtoimpact.com/mini-summit, because that's where you can actually get all of these things from there. But my goal for this week and what I want you to do throughout this week is to be able to really focus on, you know, what is that one thing that I need to do? And I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm really going to be figuring out, okay, I have my goals in faith, family, and impact. And I'm going to be listening throughout this week to really see, is there something I need to shift or change or add to, you know, what I'm doing there, but so that we can continue to make progress every single month. Because if we do that, right, that's how we're really going to get to where we want to go, is when we make progress every single month. So thanks again for tuning in. Really appreciate it. We'll see you the next few days. So catch you later.